It's well known, but worth recalling today. 19 Bedford boys lost their lives on D-Day, the highest per capita loss of any community in the country. The memorial remembers them and 4,400 other Americans who died that day. Today is also for the dwindling number who survived D-Day and remain alive.
For us and for the nation and the world, it represents the last best opportunity we have to thank the veterans who served on D-Day personally.
Memorial spokesperson Angela Lynch says in so doing, those attending can tell those who served then that their valor and sacrifice will be remembered.
It's very important this year for us to be able to have a commemoration that demonstrates to these veterans that we are not going to forget.
The 75th anniversary ceremony begins at 10. Evan Jones, WFIR News.